Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
It is October 14th and I am sitting on the floor. That's right. If you're watching this, Trey Kennedy Studios YouTube channel or Facebook, I'm in the middle of moving, and that is, the new house is a wreck. This is my last day in the old house, and it's empty. And so the studio is in boxes, and I'm on the floor. So if it's a little echoey, I apologize, but it's fine. Hey, but at least I'm not a baby in a pot. At least I'm not a little newborn painted like a demon with horns on it. Oh, he's so cute. Let's make him look like a Dementor. Oh, our little toddler, he's so precious. Let's make him look like he'll eat your brains when you die. This is a weird trend. Maybe do less. It's one thing to dress your kid up as a cute little bumblebee or something, but these people take it so, who are they hiring? Are they that artistic? These babies look like they want to eat my soul. A soul's not even edible, but they want to eat it. Correct Opinions is back. My life's a mess. I've been moving. Okay, what is it? We're on episode 57? Wow. Thank you guys for coming back. Even if you're putting your babies in zombie pots, I love you. Episode 57, we got a good one. Even though I'm on the floor. And it's fine. So, I hope y'all are having a great week. Fall is here. It's fully here. The video dropped today, I believe. Girls during fall will be like 2020, so get ready. This is Correct Opinions. Roll music.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
People have too much free time dressing up their babies, rolling the stuff. And then someone sent me this, which y'all send me your stuff on the Instagram, correct.opinions, or email me, correctopinions@treykinder.com. Thank you for the submission. She wants to be kept anonymous, but this is an ultrasound photo. It's one thing to make an account for your dog or your cat or, you know, paint your baby like a skeleton come to life. But it's a whole other, people are making Instagram accounts for their fetuses. It's a fetus. It's not even, hello world. This is a photo. It's an ultrasound photo. This is a mammogram photo. I get them all confused. All these different picture, mammogram, sonogram, ultrasound, tanning beds, photography. So, you know, it's the black and white photo. It looks like a little creature. Hello, world. My name is Collins Monroe, and I'm measuring exactly to my due date, December 2nd, when I'm expected to come Earthside. We've been over this. Sorry about the echo. Is he not on Earth? That makes no sense. You say when he's, I'm expected to come, external side, because right now he's in a woman, so now he's gonna be out of her. I'm still on track to be delivered, December 2nd. I'm coming
out of my mom's belly to the external side.
A lot of us are still stuck on the internal side, right? Come on, be vulnerable. Let it out. Anyways, I was super active during today's ultrasound to show my parents I could start with my head at the bottom of my mom's belly and fully rotate to end with it at the top. My guy's doing full 180s up in there. Tony Hawk 900. I want to cooperate with the tech so she could check out my spine, and it looks good. Imagine if that was real. Imagine if we remembered being in the womb. Like if this little guy's like, oh, ultrasound's tomorrow, mom? Can we do Thursday? All right, yeah. I'll make sure to rip a inverted 540 so you can see my spine okay. By the way, I'm bored in here. It's been 6 months. Let me out. Could you imagine? Mom, stop saying Earthside. Are we on another planet? You're confusing me. Does this mom still think storks are coming from Mars? Yeah, he's still here. He's due September 2nd. Storks' flight is tracking from what I'm hearing. Had to dodge an asteroid, but we're good. I've got 2 hands, 2 feet, 4 chambers in my heart, and a whole lot of love to give. Hope you enjoy my wombies. It's my version of a selfie. Do less. Wombies. Collins Monroe. Sounds very regal. Let's get right into some crazy white baby names. I'm sorry I don't have the jingle because I don't have anything. I'm going to have to go buy a pair of socks. That's kind of where my life's at right now, but it's fine. Let's do some crazy white baby names. Who doesn't love that? This woman sent in something here. I've been meaning to email you for a while now because I have a family you just have to see. They're pastors. That makes a lot of sense. Very artsy folks, the pastors. Here are the names of their 3 kids. Lyric Noel. Oh, they're worship pastors, huh? We love writing music, and our favorite song is Noel. Noel, Noel, but you took an L by naming your child Lyric. Sounds like, my name's Lyric. Sounds kind of Irish, huh? They got a boy named Brave Rider. Brave Rider. Who are you, boy? I'm Brave Rider. Okay, well, what's your name? Brave Rider. What are you ri- This isn't... Take it easy, John Wayne. What's your name? Brave Rider. And the third child, running it out, young lady, Arrow Legacy. And they're trying to... Are they rebooting... Trying to reboot Robin Hood? Yeah, we're trying to do a sequel. We're gonna have a 4th kid on the way. Coming Earthside, he'll be Thief Knightley. Yeah. So we got the arrows, we got a Brave Rider, we got our kind of our musician to keep the vibes up, and then kind of the main criminal, Thief Knightley. Thief Knightley. And then we'll get going on the 5th one, round it out with Tent Pitcher. I don't know. It's like, what? They got a photo here. Oh, it's exactly what you think, too. It's exactly what you think. The father has long hair, a beard, and one of those hats. One of those hats that I can't. Are they unisex? Those hats. Girls wear them, but then a select few really artsy guys wear them. It kind of looks like if Indiana Jones was going to brunch. You know what I mean? It's like, where is the holy grail of Eggs Benny? Those hats. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. What else we got up in here? Crazy white baby names. These are some of my favorites too. So we have the very artsy, like Lyric, Brave, Knight Rider, Bone Ranger. I don't know. My name's Bone. Bone Kennedy. What's your middle name? Ranger. All right. This just announced the birth of her baby. The name is Sativa Octavia Storm. We've talked about this on the podcast too, the crazy white baby names where they want to, it's like, oh, so you like Star Wars, or why are you naming your kid a robot name? I don't really get it. Oh, she's so cute. What's her name? My name is Sativa Octavia Storm. Nice to make your acquaintance. That thing's gonna take over the world. Sativia Octavia Storm. Which way to the Death Star? Sativa? Isn't that like a drug? Sativa's either a drug or like a sugar, a sweetener. I don't really know. Octavia Storm. The announcement here. Cute little girl. She was born early in the morning. Okay, 6 pounds, 10 ounces. Dude, I don't know. I don't know anything about this, but that feels like the perfect robot weight. Right? Then it goes on to say no IO admit, a bunch of stuff I don't get. There's definitely a doula there. That was also a robot! Okay, that's it for Crazy White Baby Names. Okay, I'm gonna do some, because I know y'all love them. But I feel like I've been doing too much, but they're fun. But also, my whole life has just been moving, so I have nothing else to talk about. Moving. LeBron won a championship. LeBron won his fourth championship. That guy's talented. And when I was watching it and moving, I was like, I wish this guy would help me move. That guy's just a beast. He'd be so good at, like, wouldn't need a ladder for things. He's so strong and he's quick, too. He's a triple-double out there. Points, rebounds, assists. Think of that moving a house. He's dishing it off to his fellow movers. Oh, you dropped something? Rebound. Help me move, LeBron. It's not too much to ask. Okay. I got a couple DMs from y'all. Again, Instagram, at crick.opinions. This is inspiration irritation. This is a good one. We all know this is a road we've been down before, but it doesn't get old, does it? Let me pull some up here. And then I'm going to do this inspirational one. And then we have wedding vows next that are going to rock your socks off. I'm sorry I said that expression. It's a very dumb thing to say. So we got a fun next few minutes here. Okay, listen. Let's do this. Quote, you look so happy. Immediately, I got to pause. Don't you, both sides, but so you hear people who complain like, people get like upset with me because I just look upset all the time. Like, sorry, I'm not smiling all the time. It's like, number one, who cares? Number two, you do look mad. You know what? There's some of those people, they do look really upset. And they're like, sorry, I'm not smiling. I'm like, no, it's not that you're not smiling. You look like you want to hurt me. Just a little bit. And then, but that's way worse. People are like, yeah, people just ask me all the time, like, why are you so happy? And I'm like, it's just easy. Like, I just have joy in my life. Shut up. Once your bedroom door closes, you probably cry. You look so happy. When I shared some of the shifts I'm making in my life, I was scared. I didn't know how my choices would be received by others. Whether or not I'd feel supported or I'd get hate. Ooh, here we go. You guys have always had my back. And I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. But if there's one thing I can share about this season of my life, it's to go for it. If you feel supported or not. Is this like a MLM for bras? We hold ourselves back from reaching our true potential because we're afraid of how others might react. What others might think. Who we might make unhappy. But here's the thing. One, it's your life. Two, you're avoiding temporary pain and sacrificing your long-term happiness. Will doing what you want bother some people? Sure. Will you have haters? Yes! Will you lose some friends, followers, maybe even family? Okay. Well, geez, what are you going to do? Lose family? Possibly. But that temporary discomfort and chaos that follows when you start to walk into your own is exactly that. Temporary. I'd choose to get uncomfortable for a bit if it means I'll be happy in the end, wouldn't you? Or, here's the other option. choose to sacrifice who you are and what you want just to appeal to someone else who isn't living your life? Going against the grain isn't. Going against the grain is uncomfortable. It's scary. It's like walking into a dark room with a blindfold. Seems redundant. But nothing worth having is easy, and sometimes that includes your happiness. Switching from health and fitness and coaching. Restart the music. Switching from health and fitness coaching to repping hair and skincare wasn't an easy move for me. Whoa! She's like, I was afraid to make this change because I get hate. Switching from health and fitness coaching to hair to repping hair and skincare. She's just hopping one from one to the other. That's incredible. We continue. It was hard. Lost some followers. Lost some friends. Gained some haters. But anyone who goes on and on saying, like, I have haters, I don't think they... it's just a weird thing to flex about. Yeah, lots of haters. But that's life, huh? I'm a big... Listen to this, y'all. Anyone who's, like, putting themselves out there, are there always going to be a certain number of people who are just mean and hateful? Yes, right? Like, I get some of that. It doesn't bother me at this point. But I am a big believer that if you're doing something, let's say, out in the forefront, online, you're doing something, and hordes of people are saying, please stop, or you're annoying. Maybe you're doing something annoying. Like, that's something we have to be realistic about. I have to pay attention to what people are saying, right? If everyone's saying, good job, Trey, keep it up, we think you're funny, then I'm like, okay, I'm on the right track here. But if I'm starting to get a lot of unfollows and a lot of messages being like, could you maybe stop? We're kind of over this one. We're over this part. You're starting to annoy me. If I'm getting a lot of that, I can't be like, ignore the haters. I got to just keep doing it. No, I love how people on social media, they throw logic out the window, right? So if I'm running a restaurant and hordes of people are coming in going, your food is bad. I don't know. Everyone agrees. We don't want it. I go, I just got to. Sorry, hater. No haters allowed. Peace out. Serve up that crappy food. No, you gotta make an adjustment. Haters. But we continue. But she says, but I feel lighter, I feel aligned, I feel at peace. Instead of forcing something that just wasn't me, I made difficult decisions to be a happier version of me, and it was worth it. Don't fight it, babe, embrace it. Life is too short to focus on being the most important character in someone else's story. Always stay true to who you are. If you want to hear more about my journey and how you can level up with me, send me a DM and let's chat. We're in this together. See, then that ruins the whole thing. I thought you were just inspiring me because you were being nice. So you can't worry about what others think of you. Embrace it. By the way, I really need you to actually care what you think about me and what I'm doing because I need to make a living. And that's inspiration, irritation. But next up, we have wedding vows. This woman says, these are the vows I read to my husband as my friends and family bore witness. The photos of them with lips locked and his hand is on her buttocks. If that paints a little pic for you, we gotta get the right music for this because this is gonna be special. Okay, wedding vows here. We go. I'll never forget. Our first time meeting, we sat on my back porch while the dogs met and had a blast, and you had to pee at least 4 times in the hour and a half that you were over. Okay, what? Imagine, I've known this guy for a while. You know, I guess they're getting married. Happy for him. Here's the vow. Shh. Baby, when I first met you, one of the features that I first noticed about you that made me fall in love was your tiny, tiny boy bladder. Oh, you urinate so much. I love it. Somebody give me a tissue. I can't. But what I remember more than that was how pure your eyes were when you looked at me and really listened to me. Even while you peed. Okay, she didn't say that. Soon, it was us talking. It was obvious that you admired me. And that started my assentation. Okay, I'm not familiar with that word. I don't think we should even define that one. And my confidence in every area of my life. This blue-eyed, jacked, hyper-intelligent guy thought I was something extraordinary. I better prove him right. Oh, you've pushed me in so many ways, from speaking publicly, making friends, having hard conversations, understanding my avoidance attachment style, an understanding I belong and can hang with anyone or in any situation. There's a concept called rocket fuel. I know you know this, and I know right where your brain goes when I say that. You gotta pee again, don't you? Nah, that's not what she said. Which is one of the major reasons I love you. For those who don't know, rocket fuel is what happens when a visional and an implementer come together. All right, what a... And yes, I'm talking about my business. Oh, it's too good to be true. It's too good to be true, right? Hold on. Okay, hold on. We're pivoting here. You see what's happening? Could you imagine getting sales pitched in someone else's wedding vows? Why we fell in love was thanks to Love Attraction Essential Oils. Call now and you're like, whoa, what is happening? Side effects include excessive urination. Okay, I'm trying to find. She continues in the comments, which I'm very excited about. Here we go. I am an Enneagram 3 after all. But really, business is a container in which we've allowed this relationship to grow. We work together 12 hours a day. Well, more like 10. He spends 2 hours in the bathroom. Podcasting together, managing clients together, managing employees together, making literally every work and life decision together. And not only without wanting to kill each other, but all while learning about each other. Course correcting and growing as individuals and a unit. Rocket fuel defies odds. With you and I, it's not 1 + 1 = 2, uh-uh. I can pretty clearly picture what my life would have been like without you. And what yours would have been like without me. And the sum of those parts sure as heck wouldn't equal this whole. Well, what if it's not 1 + 1 = 2? What is it? I'm kind of waiting to... She doesn't explain. Our relationship is 1 × 1 = 1. Because we multiply each other, yet we're still one. That's something that... She'd appreciate that one. Okay. Okay, hold on. I owe everything to you. This life we've created. All our things, our freedom, our impact, and our love. Thank you for trying, for apologizing, for making us your number one priority. No pun intended, number one. I promise to be less stubborn, to chew my gum a little quieter, and to never let anything get us out of our incredible groove that we're in. I love you. Wow, these people know how to grind, baby. No pun intended. Yes. Inspiration, irritation. Thank you guys for those segments. Also, guys, we're doing a giveaway. We're doing a giveaway in the month of October. If you become a Do-Less guest, which you can do by going to treykennedy.com/DLG, you get access to a bonus podcast episode every week. You could get access to my private Instagram account. You get bloopers, deleted scenes, behind the scenes, etc. TreyKennedy.com/DLG. One lucky new member will get the whole new merch drop, which is coming soon. I'll tell you about it first. We got new Do Less God Bless fall merch. We got some more special fall merch. We got Seltzer Saturday merch. It's on the way. You heard it here first. We're shooting Girls During Fall Be Like, which is coming out later today. If you're listening this Wednesday morning, very excited about it. So it's always a highlight of the fall. And it's a thing I never would have thought would be my thing, but I'm excited about it. I've got to go buy one of those. I got to buy one of those Indiana Jones brunch hats. That's what I need to do. You heard it here first. So that's going on. Life is good. We're excited about that. Like I said, I've been moving, man. Whoa. I've only ever done your young adult moves, right? You live in an apartment, you own like 7 things, and you're like, this is horrible. This is my first time ever moving a house. I might never move again. Bury me there. Like, hey, man, if I die, like, don't move my body. It's too much of a hassle. Moving is horrible. Just have a taxidermy, stuff it, and throw it in the basement. I don't know. Oh, it is brutal. We spent all weekend, Saturday, Sunday, sunup, sundown, moving. We're almost there. The house is getting finishing touches. So we're in a hotel. It's everything's chaos, but it's going to be worth it, right? I think I've thought about doing like a renovation video. I don't know how many people can relate to that because not everyone does that, but it's like, this is so exciting. Ooh, let's do like this. And I had a moment the other week. I was like, why did I ever do this? Why did I ever do this? This house works. I could sit here on the floor and podcast. I don't know. I also have shows. Very important. In November, I'm hitting the road again. I'm very excited. I'm talking to you, Florida. I'm talking to you, Alabama. I'm talking to you, Kentucky. I'm talking to you, Ohio. TreyKennedy.com/tour. Get your tickets. They're going fast because they're limited capacity, right? Very few tickets. So get it. Very excited to get back at that. As you know, when I was last on stage, Tom Hanks got coronavirus. So last time I was on stage, one of the most beloved figures in America got COVID. So I swear, if I get on stage and Betty White gets COVID, I'll never get on stage again. That, you have my word. Okay. She's the best. Betty White, she's still kicking, right? It's unbelievable. How old is she now? Betty White is just the best. She's 98, dude. 98. Whew. She was acting like a few years. Surely she's retired by now. She was literally acting as recent as like 5 years ago, wasn't she? Betty White, 98. I tell you what, I'm not going to sniff 98. That's kind of my running joke. 72 feels good to me. Let's pack it up. I don't know. I wanna, you really fired up to live another 80 years after 2020? Imagine this year's New Year's. Oh, I can't wait for that. I'm doing it big. Will there be a better New Year's of all time? Decades and decades ago since the last year where everyone was kind of like, yeah, let's wrap this one up. It's so long ago. Oh, it's fantastic. It really is.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, Baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Oh, Mike Pence had a fly on his head. Do you see that? Oh, that's the first time, truly, the first time I can ever say, like, I appreciate flies. Flies are my least favorite thing on earth, but that was hilarious. You have to have a lot of hairspray not to feel that, I think. I'm not gonna dog on his hairstyle. He might have more hair than me. The guy, you know, the guy's sharp looking, I think, for that age. Good for him. But wow, fly just chilling there. Oh, fly. I think the biggest proof of like that this world is, you know, a fallen evil world is flies. I think, you know, you had the Garden of Eden, right? It's beautiful. The animals that were there were perfect. So clearly there was like corgi but without back problems. And there was probably like gazelle. Those things are very majestic. I bet there were bison, quality meat, quality fur. And maybe there were butterflies and hummingbirds. And Eve took a bite of the apple and like snakes started slithering around, out of the ground. And then she's like, yo, Adam. And he takes a bite and then he throws down the rotten apple core and like maggots and flies flew out of it. It's like that, yeah. This is kind of, they're the kings of, flies live for like 24 hours. Who, name someone else who's purely a nuisance and annoying for the entirety of their life. Flies and mice and Ted Bundy. Those would be, they're all in the same group. There's horrible things. I saw this hilarious little video. It was like, you know those trends where girls will like kick their feet up and like throw a shoe on and it like cuts to them like dressed, ready to go out. I saw a girl do that, but then she was like on the bed and it was just, what makes us humans want to do this? Where we literally, we'll kick back on Netflix and be like, yeah, I want to watch this show. And it's like, she was stabbed in the face 38 times. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, pass the popcorn. Why am I watching this? Why are we watching this? Oh, you know that serial killer that we all agree is like he did unthinkable things and like we should definitely not like promote that in any way, but they did a really cool documentary about it. And I want to know all the details. I do want to know. I'm guilty of it. There's this new show that's based in Kansas City. I guess where this love fraud, where I guess this guy, one of these guys who he just lies to women to take advantage of them and like steal their money and disappear. And I just see so many people are like, have you seen previews of that? It looks so good, man. Yeah. This rotten douchebag lied to hordes of women. Yeah. And ruined their lives. And it happened right here. How cool is that? Yeah. I'm going to tune in. I can't wait. Yeah, I heard he really, really got him good. So I'm excited to hear how he did that. Why am I listening to this? Why? I don't know. I don't know why. But it's good stuff. So with all this house stuff going on and you know, getting moved, I gotta change all utilities, all that horrible stuff. Make a lot of phone calls to 800 numbers. And I'm getting a lot of spam calls too. My spam calls are way up. Finally, they figured it out. We've moved from home phone. I can't tell you how long my parents had a landline. I'd go home and unknowingly plug it. Like, why in the... It would only ring. I'm like, who calls you? She goes, oh, just salespeople. Anyone else? Nope. Throw it away. Landlines. Dude, do any of you guys know someone with a landline still? Oh. And remember how they used to kind of... Landlines, like, last effort to, like, keep us on was brutal. I'd see this commercials. Sound like Bob in there. Commercial. Where I guess at the time, I think it's different now, but like cell phones, you couldn't, I guess, local authorities can really track where you are based on just your cell phone. So the landline was like, it'd be this dramatic commercial for a landline. Dramatic. 911?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's been shot. He's been shot. He's dead. He's been shot. I need him.
Okay. Sir, where are you? Sir, where?
God,
it's like, we can't tell where you are, sir. You're calling on a mobile device. We can't tell you are. Click. And they're like, pull up. It's like, they can tell who you are with a landline. Get your landline today. It's like, oh, are landline people sending out murderers to keep them in business? Yeah, they murdered my roommate, but I kept calling 911 on my iPhone and no one came. Well, should have had a landline. What? Who still has a landline? But I'm calling a lot of spam calls happening. Oh, computers. Who in the world? You ever get one, you call and he goes, hello, you? Who stays on the line for that? Who doesn't immediately hang up when they hear a computer? Who's like, I want to hear what Sativa Octavia Storm has to say, actually. I kind of want to hear the, hello, you are approved for a new credit card. Hello, you are approved for a new credit card. Sign up today at wewanttoscrewyouover.com. We'll make a Netflix documentary about it. No! And now I'm calling these 800 numbers trying to figure this out. The worst that people still do. Why in the world is this your automated thing? I call you and he goes, hello, thank you for calling tiles and BS and more.com. Our store hours are Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Our current residence is 87. I can easily figure this out. Why are you? Don't tell. No one should ever talk about anyone's where they're at or their hours again. That's the first thing that pops up when I Google you. When I Googled you, that info popped up before your number. I had to search high and low to figure find this number. You don't think I came across your hours and address? Shut up and get to the point. If you are calling for this, dial. One. If you are calling, dial. And they send you through how many of these? And then the worst would be like, I can understand full sentences. What can I help you with? And I go, all right, let's. And it's usually very specific, right? I'm not just like, I need return. It's like, so you sent me this item. Part of it's broken. I need part of it returned, but I need it by this time. But I don't want store credit. I want to. And the guy's, I'm sorry. I didn't get that. Yeah, no kidding. Sativa Octavia Storm. Talk to a person. And then when they start doing that, I'm sorry. Could you repeat yourself? I just go, talk to a person, talk to a person, talk to a person. Screw you. Talk to a person. I hate robots. Talk to a person. And they go, I am now connecting you. That's what I do. And I bet it shows up on their end. It's probably hilarious. Like it transcribes it. Talk to a person. Angry tone. Talk to a person. And then halftime, the person, they'll talk like this volume. We're going to help you with this. What? We're going to help you with this. And I hate to be this guy, but every now and then I had someone with like an Australian accent recently, a thick one. What can I help you with? What? Yeah, I'm moving, so I need to I need to transfer utilities. What's the new address? What? What's the new address? Okay, it's 8999. What? This is an Outback Steakhouse. I need my Wi-Fi transfer. So that's been my life recently. So that's all I got for you. The spam call is just, they make it so difficult, it seems. I'm blown away. Google Fiber. I'm going to give them a shout out. I called them, or I just did like a chat online. It's like, hey, I'm moving from this address to address on this day. They go, cool, we just got your book. Someone will come out and help you. And they showed up and they did it in 30 minutes and left. And I got Wi-Fi that easy. It blows my mind when it actually works. It doesn't even make sense to me. When I get some new piece of technology or something and it just works, I almost call them and be like, what's the catch here? Are you gonna send a landline murder after me? This doesn't make sense. Correct Opinions, episode 57. I'm going on tour. We got merch soon. I got Come Be a Do Less Guest. Fall video coming today. A lot of fun stuff. Trying to get through this move. Hopefully, next week's Correct Opinions, you'll be seeing a nice new studio look. Sorry, it's a little chaos right now. Sorry if it's echoey. Sorry, I'm sitting on the floor with a blank wall behind me, but it's fine. I know you guys are nice folks, so thank you. Thank you. Can't thank you enough for listening to episode 57 and all the others. Please go give us 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. It helps a lot. Share it with your friends and let me know what you want me to talk about. Okay. Do less. God bless. Have a great week. I'll talk to y'all soon. Autumn's up. Love it. Bye.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.